Yo, what's going on, y'all? It's been a long time since we've spoken, but we're back. Can I Kick It is back with an all-new season. As you can tell, we have some brand new co-hosts. But before I introduce them, I just want to say thank you to everyone that's supported the podcast over our nice lengthy break, because I needed it, because I was tired. And we want to make sure we give y'all the best product available. So before we jump into the topic that we're doing, I want to introduce my co-hosts. They're going to be along with us this year, helping me out, because they're amazing and they're wonderful. And their hair is luscious, and I can't grow locks, and I'm very jealous. So starting off first is my man, Jermaine, also known as Black Soccer Doc on Twitter. He is a plethora of knowledge. He knows everything about the game. How are you doing, my good man?
I'm good. I'm still trying to come down from that final. That was a whirlwind of emotions, but I'm doing good. I'm doing good. Hanging in there.
No, I feel you, man. That final was something. I would say that's the final that made hood black people like, oh snap, I like this sport. That was this final. Yeah, it was real dope. Yep. Sweet. Also joining us is one half of the Shea Butter podcast. If you haven't listened to Shea Butter podcast, listen to them. You get all your information on women's soccer, all the effed up stuff that's going on over there, and some of the good stuff that's going on over there, and all the stress that it makes. But this girl right here is also special to my heart, because she is from the 804. She's from Petersburg.
Two up, two down, all day.
What's up, homie? What's good, Sils? How are you?
I'm chilling. We were just talking. School is on break, so I'm just trying to catch up with like life right now.
As you should.
And like I said, that final was that's the best World Cup final I've seen. So,
honestly, I think it's probably the best one. Period. Probably the best one. Period.
Yeah.
And this is like I was going back and thinking about it this year. Like, we've really had some good finals. You had MLS Cup final,
so good.
USL League One final, USL Championship final. That was pretty decent.
Yeah,
I think a U.S. Open Cup. I'm trying to remember who was in the Champions League this past year.
Oh, that was Liverpool, Real Madrid.
That was good. Yeah. So, like,
I'd say the NWSL semifinals were a little better than the final, but yeah, still.
Great. Yeah. I mean, that's all it is. Look, that's all we asked for was like a good final, because the talk before this was like, it's about to be a blowout. It's gonna be trash.
Yeah. And that's we haven't gotten a lot of good finals, and then we just got like a bunch of them,
right?
Like all in a row,
right? Yeah, there was a dry spatch there where it was like, all right, 30 minutes.
The Euros was lit too. That was a damn good final.
That was a good one. Yeah. That was a good one, man. Hey, you know what? I think this podcast that we're talking about, I think this is a perfect kind of way how to pick up Can I Kick It for our season right here. Real quick, listeners, before we get into this topic, man, take a moment. If you're watching on YouTube, like, share, subscribe with a friend. If you're watching on the podcast, share, write a review, share with a friend. Let us know all that kind of stuff. I'm going to say it again at a random point, so that way you can just do it. You can't just skip this part. You know, you got to catch people with these audio drops, because, you know, they like to just automatically skip stuff. And this is what you got to say. You got to tune. Got to tune. We are going to do our all-time USMNT 11. Now, I know you heard that. You're probably thinking, why are we not including the women's and whatnot? We are, but we're going to do that podcast later, because we want to give them the old special shine. You know, unlike U.S. soccer in the past, we don't try to lump everybody in ones and be like, oh, y'all get paid the same, because that's not fair, because they have four stars to where I'm none. Just want to put that out there.
Yes.
Yeah, man. Like, all right. I want to ask you guys this before we start breaking this all down, because the way how we're going to do this is, like, I can say, like, all right, we're going to build this formation up as a 4-2-3-1, but I'm going to allow you to have five. We're going to choose, like, five alternates. So these are, like, five people that we're thinking, like, all right, they can get in, but they might not be there, you know? Like, they're there,
sure,
but they're not there yet. All right, so we'll figure that stuff all out, man. All right. But before we hop into that, man, like, when I finished the list and I sent it to y'all, what were some of y'all first initial thoughts about the whole list?
Honestly,
we have a lot more black players than I was expecting.
That is one. Like, yeah, this took up more than one page. I was actually pleasantly surprised. The goalkeepers are who I thought would be on there for the most part.
We said the same thing before we hopped on, like before we started recording. I mean, Jermaine was just like, yeah, it's three. And then we sat there and thought about it. It was like, oh, snap. That was like the whole Brian Friedel, Tim Miola era where it was just like those. Was it Kessler another one? Yeah, it was like all three of them. That was like the goalkeepers for the longest time. Casey and then, it started to be like Tim Howard, Zach. So hopefully we can start to see more.
I hope so. I hope so.
But yeah, I think, if I'm not mistaken, I think the most – so the way how we did this was we did a minimum of 10 caps because I can't put you on this list. You got one cap. You had no kind of impact. You probably got 5 minutes in a friendly, and I'd be like, nah. Like, you know, I can't do that. I can't do that.
Word.
That's fair.
So I think the easiest thing to start off with, y'all, is maybe goalkeeper. So let's start off. All right. So for goalkeeper, this is who we got. We got Tim Howard, Sean Johnson, Zach Steffen. So, Jermaine, I'm going to start off with you, my man. Who is your starting goalkeeper?
I mean, yeah, off rip is Tim Howard with those pearly whites. You know, he's just a legend, right? I mean, you know, he kind of has been doing his thing in the back, holding it down, had a great career over in Everton. Yeah, so he's an OG. He's kind of one of the, you know, the first kind of recognizable, you know, black players that someone can probably, you know, tell you off the top of their head. So definitely Tim Howard, just his energy, his leadership on the pitch, all of that. Yeah, Tim Howard. I mean, you know, Zach and Sean are, you know, great. They're coming up. I really felt bad for Zach not getting the call up. But, you know, their time is coming. But for sure, all time, all black. USMNT is Tim Howard.
All right. Sills, who you got? You going a little bit different, or are you sticking with the old faithful?
I mean, I can't go against Timothy, man. Like, he's the best we've produced until, you know, that's not true anymore. I mean, I trust Tim Howard more than I trust most people in terms of stopping shots and leading the team and organizing the back line and all of the things that he did so very well for club and country. That ball power is real, man.
Hey, yo, I'm not going to lie, man. I think the thing that made me so interested in Tim Howard, I think it was like NBC, they ran the story. It was like how he was playing. Like, he has Tourette syndrome, I think it is.
He's got something. Yeah.
And I was and in my head, I was just like, so this man out here, so is he really yelling or is he just like, is, you know,
Could be both.
It could be. It really could be. But now, because you know how, like, you know how you watch a game and you don't really see the goalkeepers yelling until you're watching a game live and you hear them yelling?
Yes.
If you've never experienced Tim play goalkeeper, I got to see him one time. This man yells, but it's like that yell where it's like, oh, he mad.
Yeah. Like, that's that leadership.
Man. But yeah, I think we can all agree, man. I think definitely Tim Howard is probably gonna be the starting goalkeeper for this, just because of out of anything, man. That 2014 World Cup, that game against Belgium, where you set the saves record in, I think that alone puts him in there. All right, so I think this is where we're gonna have some controversy. I think we're gonna start breaking away at this point. So for defender, we're going to choose four defenders. So keep that in mind. They can be four center backs. They can be three left backs, a center back, whatever way you want to do it, just to make it simple for me. So we're going to go – we got Eddie Pope, Mark McKenzie, CCV, CJ Brown, Shaq Moore, Corey Gibbs, Miles Robinson, Jorginho Dess, Robin Fraser, Reggie Cannon, David Regis, Timothy Chandler, Jedi Robinson, Jimmy Banks, John Brooks, Maurice Edu, Gooch, DeAndre Yedlin, Desmond Armstrong, and last to close out, DeMarcus Beasley. So, Jermaine, since I started with you last time, Sills, I'm going to come to you.
Oh, God. All right.
Who you got out there on the left?
And it doesn't matter. Right? It just has to be two CBs, two fullbacks, or it doesn't matter?
You do it any way you want. You can have four center backs back there, you know.
All right.
You could be like Dutch and just have positionless positions.
My mind goes to the chart. He got that dog. That boy nice. So let me think about that for a second. That's my chart. Beasley for sure. I think. Legend. Like, just, yeah. Beasley, my guy.
Okay.
That's one. I surprised myself, and I think in part because it's recency bias, and I think we really missed him. I really like Miles Robinson.
Ooh.
So that's two. Okay. These last two. All right, screw it. I was going to go Pope.
Okay.
Choosing between like three different players. I probably should have had this.
Right. Hey, look, it's tough. You gotta realize somebody getting left off.
Yeah.
Right.
Somebody getting left them off.
Them alternates are clutch.
Oh yeah. Man. Okay. Yeah.
So all right. Real quick. Your three again. Say your three again. So that way you can kind of clear your head and think about it.
Beasley, Robinson, okay. Pope. See, I committed and then I decommitted.
You got it.
Come on, you got it.
Air, heads, tails. Onyewu.
Okay. All right. That's not bad. You got a little height. You got a little speed. You know?
I was like, there was like three people I'm trying to choose from that one spot. That's rough.
All right. That's not too bad. That's not too bad.
I could win some games with that.
You could. You also might have a fight.
Yeah, and I want to win.
So who's gonna punch somebody?
Yeah.
This man sparking almost a lot of time.
That's right.
Exactly. You gotta have a hitter. You gotta have at least one hitter in your crew.
Oh right. Man.
Somebody that looked like they could get a charge. I want him.
Straight up.
All right, Jermaine, who you got, my man?
All right, so definitely going with Eddie Pope. That's an automatic for me. Just grew up watching him, the number 23, just kind of always a staple in my mind when I think about, you know, black players for the U.S. team. So Eddie Pope.
Eddie Pope. Just want to put that out there. Continue.
Word. Okay, Eddie Pope. Then I'm going to go with Gooch as well. Okay. Onyewu. Okay. So here's my question, and I don't know if this is something we can talk about, but DeMarcus Beasley, right?
Yeah.
He started out in attack, right? He has a kind of like this Crystal Dunn trajectory, right?
Dreaded move, yeah.
Right, and I always thought he balled out up top, but he also balled out in the back, right? So I mean, because we're listing him as
being great, man. We get punished for being great.
Yeah, that was so iron. So this is like I realized about DeMarcus Beasley. There's a reason why he's so great. Like DeMarcus played attack at the wrong time for the USMNT. Mm.
That's a great
point. Like he's way at 1.0. Because
I was watching his highlights. I'm like, damn, this dude reminds me of Tim Weah. Like
I'm telling you, bro. Like
we should do. You know how they do like the Hollywood Reporter, or is it them that does like the two actors?
Yeah,
who, like interview each other in a year. Crystal Dunn and DeMarcus Beasley got to sit down and do that shit.
Hey,
they got the same career. It's wild.
U.S. soccer will burn now.
Oh, they got right. the same career. That's wild. I just thought about that.
Bro, no, like seriously, like our first ever episode was on DeMarcus Beasley, and I never really like dove deep into his career until I really sat there and looked at it, and I was like, bro, this dude went to, I think, what was it? I think it was like a U-20 World Cup, one of like best player there. Like he literally was in that same bracket with like Landon Donovan in them.
Yes.
But it was and
that could be the reason why he got pushed back, right? Because as you said, Yogi, right? Like it was the timing, right? This is when Donovan was on the rise, right?
So Deuce was coming, yeah.
And this is also the time of the USMNT where a fullback spot was just like a hole for us. Like there was no one that could push him and do what he did, which is it's crazy when you think about it. Like this man literally, when you really sit there and think about it, man, this man had two great careers. Two positions. Like, he dominated two positions.
Yep.
It's the same career. That's wild.
Crystal Dunn.
They have the same. Like, I'm blown. Like, I can't. I'm blown right now.
So you go.
I never thought about it like that. Yeah. I was like, damn. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I'm gonna go with Beasley.
They pushed him back. They said go play fullback. He's like, all right.
But look, this is part of the reason why I will never forgive Klinsmann, man. Because if we would have made the World Cup for 2018, Beasley would have been on that roster. And I think he would have played, he would have been the first US person to play in 5 World Cups. And I was so ready to root for that man.
Yes.
I think he was the first one to play for 4 World Cups, no?
Yeah, he was the first to do 4. He could have done 5.
Okay, right.
Yeah, because I think he was there for 02, 06, 2010, and 14. I think he might have played in one game. I think he might have played in one. But yeah, because 2018, I think he was still with Houston because they just won the U.S. Open Cup around that time. And he was still around the setup and everything. Mm-hmm. So yeah, he could have done fine. Think about that, bro. Like, we talk about a guy that just recently retired, maybe what, 2018, 2019, like old 30 and still out here balling. Like,
yes.
I'm just saying, man, we don't give Beasley his fire. Let me correct that.
We don't.
We give him his fire. Rest of the media. I'm just saying, you gotta respect that, man, yo. You gotta respect that.
Absolutely.
Man.
Absolutely. All right, so absolutely.
You got one more. Who you
all
got?
So who I got? I got Eddie Pope. I got Eddie Pope, I got Gooch, I got DeMarcus. Okay, so this last one, I'm going between someone. I'm going between DeAndre Yedlin.
Okay.
Actually 3. DeAndre Yedlin, Desmond Armstrong, and Serginho Dest. And I'm sure that's definitely some recency, you know, bias definitely going on there. But you know what? I'm going to go with Desmond Armstrong. I'm going to keep it old school. I'm going to go with Desmond. Yeah. He's one of the OGs in the back line. Yeah. And I mean, he's still active, right? He's still doing his thing on the youth levels. And so... Mm-hmm. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, the brother could have coached at Fisk.
He coached at
one of these HBCUs.
He might have.
But yeah, I'm gonna go with Desmond. He coached at Fisk. That. So I'm gonna go with Desmond Armstrong.
All right, I like that.
All right, bet. So this is who we left off. All right.
Yeah, so we got
Mark McKenzie, CCV. Yeah. CJ Brown, Shaq Moore, Corey Gibbs, Serginho Dest, Robin Fraser, Reggie King, Cannon, David Regis, Timmy Chandler, Jedi Robinson, Jimmy Banks, John Brooks. So all of the greens, just like Greg Boholzer, we leave John Brooks off the roster. Reese Edu and DeAndre Yedlin.
Oh, man.
The only reason I didn't choose Brooks is because I chose Gooch.
Yeah,
and I felt like they kind of had similar playing styles. So that's the only. But I would put Gooch above Brooks.
Nothing wrong.
But shout out to Brooks. Wrong. He should have. So he
pretty much y'all agree on everything. It's just that Sills went with Miles, and you went with Desmond Armstrong, which is not bad. You know.
I mean, it's a good hard choice to make, I guess. You know. You got some hitters on there, right? Like Frazier's a coach now, and. MLS, and by the way, his little girl is a defender. She plays for the U-17 squad. She's not bad.
There we go. All right. So now we move on to the midfielder part. And this part, I ain't gonna lie to you, bro. I had to double check DJ twice because it got a little tight.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, and this is the thing, like, Jermaine, me and you was talking about it earlier about how I'm not saying it is this in the U.S. national team, but it kind of gives this feeling of like certain positions on the field, black players aren't allowed to play there just because they're not deemed smart enough. Or you know how black players are kind of profiled. Midfielder, goalkeeper are the two where it was kind of light, and I was expecting a lot more. But it's sad to see. You know, any thoughts about
the black quarterback, right? Same things, like the black quarterback.
Yeah.
if you you either aren't smart enough or if you play a certain way, they'll adapt a position for you when really you can do whatever. You know?
Right. You know, it's just, right. kind of sad to see about how, you know, because you would think a lot of athletes that we had growing up, you know, that were black playing soccer would have got a look at the USMT, but they never get that look. Or been the water carrier, you know, like, I guarantee you what, 15 years ago, we're not seeing this MMA midfield. It probably would have been Jackson Ewell in there somewhere.
Oof.
Right. Will Trapp. And look, no discredit to those players. No, it's just.
Bro, but we were still calling that man. We were still calling that man in halfway through 2022.
We were.
We did not have it.
All right. So look, as much as I respect Greg Rohrer for certain things, them early roster call ups when he was trying to figure out who was good and who won't.
lean times, man. Lean times.
Lean ain't the word, man. I remember he called Will Trapp in. Will Trapp played 10 minutes. He was like, "Hey, Will, I need you to come off the field, boy. So come on, give me that jersey."
Sub to sub, like, please get off the pit, man. No. Like,
oh, no. God.
Step off on me. All right. So look, for midfielder, this is who we got. Before I get into the midfielder list, if you're watching on YouTube, take a moment to subscribe, share, hop in the comments. Let us know who you agree, who you disagree with. We want to be interactive over here. If you're listening on the podcast, tweet at us. You listening? You not? You walking the dog? You listen to the show? Tell us who you like and who you don't like. But this is the midfield list right now. We got Tyler Adams, Robbie Finley, Julian Green. That's a name. Yunus Musah, Darlington Nagme, Ricardo Clark, Weston McKennie, Kellen Acosta, Fabian Johnson, Jermaine Jones, Ernie Stewart, and Kobe Jones.
How many mids do we get?
You get three.
Right.
You get three.
Three?
You get three.
Okay.
So, Jermaine, I'm going to let you start it off, my man. All
right. Yeah, I mean, before I get my picks, great point, Yogi, about the lack of black players in the midfield, right? Sills wrote that great article recently, kind of looking at the same thing with the women's side, right? With the women's team. So it's like it's not a conspiracy theory, right? It's not making this up, right?
No, this is not a conspiracy podcast, actually. I can guarantee you that.
No, we're not.
we deal in facts.
Right, but I mean it.
What's up? This is Sky.
What's up? This is Sils.
And we are Shea Butter FC, a podcast featuring two black women's perspectives on soccer, football, and everything in between.
Delivering content with salt and seasoning that'll moisturize your skin.
Lay your edges.
And deepen your love for all things black women.
Join us weekly as we recap games and shenanigans across the WOSO landscape.
And talk about the intersection of soccer and black culture on and off the pitch from our melanated perspective.
Check out our content on SheaButterFC.com and on any of the 2 Cents FC channels.
And don't forget to follow us on Twitter and Instagram at SBFC_podcast.
And also peep our podcast on any platform you can get your podcast from. So, come vibe.
And peace out.
Yeah, no, I mean, and it's called stacking, right? It's called stacking, yeah. Right? Where they stack players, or they stack black players in certain positions, right? And so as, you know, Yogi and Sills are talking about, right, in football, we have the quarterback position, which is largely historically a white position, right? And black players get stacked, right, on the margins, right, on the wide receiver positions, right? The cornerbacks, right? The running backs. While in soccer, the middle of the pitch is often seen as the most intelligent position, right? Like the midfield, particularly the center midfield. And so black players have historically been excluded from those positions. So, you know, this MMA midfield has been historic and really great to see for a lot of different reasons. And you know, that being one of them. So I'm tempted to just go like, you know what, F it, you know, the MMA midfield, right? But, so I really like Jonathan Nagbe. I've always liked him. He's one of the smoothest players, one of the smoothest midfielders I've seen play in the U.S. So I'm going to go with Nagbe to start.
Okay, so we have three.
Okay, so three. Definitely going to do Kobe Jones.
Okay.
And then so I think Musa is definitely the future. God, I love me some Yunus Musa, boy. But I'm gonna go with Weston McKennie.
All right. Tails,
and thank God for these alternates.
Right. Man. I too was like, can I just go MMA? Like, that's probably the best thing we've done.
Facts.
I think the one we agree on is Kobe.
Okay.
I can't see a three without Kobe Jones. He's the standard. Yep. I had Adams.
All right. Captain America, the real Captain America.
Yeah, the only one I acknowledge.
All right. I'm mad we all said it like some old black people. Yeah. I like that boy.
Yeah. I'm a big Darlington person too. I'm just trying to think through this.
You want me to read you who's left, who hasn't been picked yet?
Yeah, read it to me one more time.
All right. So we got Robbie Finley, Julian Green, Yunus Musa, Ricardo Clark, Kellen Acosta, Fabian Johnson, Jermaine Jones, Ernie Stewart.
I already got one person that can fight. So I don't know if I need to or not. I'm looking at Jermaine. I'm with you, man. I think I'm gonna go Darlington.
Okay.
I think so. I think he's another one for me. Probably a cycle too soon.
And that's fair. That's really fair. Because I really feel like that 2018 really soured him on the U.S. national team. And I just felt like, and granted, no matter how you feel about that cycle, we all feel bad about it. But I just think like he's the one who probably took it the hardest because he knew that was his chance. Because I think what 2014, he doesn't get called up at all. And one could argue he should have been. And, you know, and then 2018, he doesn't get called up. I mean, they don't make it. And then it's kind of like he just kind of quietly retired. I'm surprised you guys didn't talk about Jermaine Jones or
That's why I was like, how many people do I need that can fight?
Because so Jermaine Jones to me had a real interesting career just because of the fact of, like, and this is someone that came to soccer maybe around 2014. Yeah, 2014. He was really big during 2014, but it's kind of like his career kind of like peaked at that moment because before that, I've never heard about him. And this, granted, I'm not like a soccer dictionary, so excuse me for that. But kind of like afterwards, when he came to America, he's like, I remember he had a couple of nice years at Revs, but the Revs at that time were still very lean. And I think he goes to Colorado for 1 year and then kind of just retires. So it's kind of just like his best moments. We're in the USMT, obviously with that strike against Portugal, but you never really got to see like the best out of him. What do you guys think about Jermaine Jones?
Yeah, I think he's one of those where like his national team career is more prominent than his club career.
Yeah, true. That's true. I can see that.
I thought about him. I was like, I was picking between him and a couple others, but yeah, that was really interesting. Because I agree, I didn't hear of him before.
Right. And, like, another one we could talk about is, like, Ernie Stewart. Like, he was really probably one of the first big, like, dual national players to come play for us. You know? Because I'm trying to think. Maybe if I remember the story correctly, I think he had an opportunity to play for the Dutch, but he kind of knew he wasn't going to really be a significant part. But he knew he came to the U.S., he was going to play. And then, like, the one that I'm surprised none of y'all really talked about was Yunus Musa.
Oh, no. I'm with Jermaine. I think
come on, man.
Give him another, like, year or two. Wait. Okay. Oh, I think
you can a little bit more season.
Yeah, like literally a year. Like
like give him
like literally like maybe even 6 months.
Right. And now that he's played in the World Cup, like now he knows. I think Bundan is all said and done. He might be the best one we've ever had. Produce would be a strong word, yeah, considering he grew up in England. But like, yeah, I love Yunus. Like,
yeah,
we ain't had nothing like that. Like, you can see it. I think everybody can see it.
Yeah. No. So all right. So this is what the midfield looked like. We got Tyler Adams, Darlington Nagbe, and Kobe Jones, also Weston McKennie. It was a split between Weston McKennie and Tyler Adams. So we got some parts of the MMA midfield in there. Yeah. We got some parts in there.
For sure. Got to.
All right. So now we move on to the best part of the USMET, the part that was all fun and no jokes. The attack. So this is who the attack reads. We got Tim Weah, Edison Bundle, Terrence Boyd, Jeff Cunningham, Charlie Davis, Freddie Adu, Tim Weah, Eddie Johnson, Jairzy Zardes, Josie Altidore. So you get three attackers for this one. So who are you guys taking?
Yo, what's up? It's L from the 2 Cents FC Show. Join Amobi and I each week as we talk with individuals from around the soccer world, learning about their stories and getting their unfiltered thoughts and opinions. You can catch all episodes on the 2 Cents FC YouTube channel or wherever you listen to podcasts. Tap in.
Get the Jackers.
So, do you want to go first?
I mean, not really, but sure, I'll go first.
It's tough. Look, it's getting to that point now. It's getting tough.
All right. Tim Way is a winger. Like, I want a winger. So I'm going to take him.
Yep.
Okay.
He gets such a bad rap. I'm putting Josie up there.
Okay. Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that.
All day. All day.
Yes. The third one.
So I'll read you the list because you look like you're struggling over there.
No, I'm looking at a couple of names. I'm trying to decide. There's a lot of he was good and he could have been great. Circumstances, man. If he's healthy, I'm gonna take Davies.
Okay. All right,
that's cut short.
Yeah.
All right, Jermaine, you up, dog? Who you got, man?
Yeah, definitely Phil Sills on the Weah pick and the Josie pick. Love me some Josie, South Florida, all day. I'm gonna go with Sills. So you hit it right on the head, right? Like, there's a lot of they could have been great, but they just didn't really get the opportunity that they probably should have gotten. I'm going to go with Eddie.
Okay.
Yeah. He's just one of those players. I mean, I think he could have did more if he had more opportunities, probably had more support. Mm-hmm. And it could have been timing, right? Kind of going back to what you said earlier, Yogi, just like the timing for a lot of these players were kind of off as well. So. Yeah. But I'm gonna go with Eddie, Josie, and Tim Weah.
All right. So, like, I mean, if you talk about timing, I feel like the biggest one is definitely Freddie Adu. Like,
the other one, I was like,
yeah, like how big his star was. Because it's the thing. I know a lot of people look at him like he's a bust. And don't get me wrong, did he have some bust in there? Yes. But when he did play, he actually didn't do too bad. He had some good moments. But it just felt like the national team wasn't set up for him to succeed.
Mm.
Or it felt like U.S. soccer didn't know how to handle.
U.S. soccer didn't know how to develop talent. Yeah. I think there are players like that who, if they came into the fold before, like, I mean, I'm going by the women's side. If they came in any more than 5 years ago, U.S. soccer didn't know what to do with that.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, no, you're right.
They don't know how to develop.
And it's also like U.S. soccer, and we're talking about like a young Freddie Adu, right? Like when this man got on the scene, I feel like that. I think that's the greatest impact. Is like the representation of like Black people, and it's like Freddie Adu was it for like a moment. Mm-hmm. Like he was the face for like a year or two, and it was just because of like his youth, right, and his Blackness, right. I mean, and his talent, right, and his quality at such a young age. But again, I don't think U.S. really knew what to do with that, how to do with it. I think they put way too much pressure on him at his age. So I think a lot of things kind of happened that, you know.
Yeah. Yo, there was only two people, two soccer players my mom can tell you. One was Pele, the other was Freddie. That was it. Those were the only two people she could tell you.
Yeah. I mean, I know most people. Yes,
absolutely.
Most Black folk, right? That's the, like, in America, that's the name they would know, right? If they're a particular generation, that's the person that was put in front of them. They don't know, maybe Kobe, like those Kobe Jones or Freddie Adu. Like, to me, those are the two everybody knows.
So, okay, so I want to have this conversation about Kobe. So Kobe has the most appearances for the USMNT, like the most, right?
Yeah.
And in other countries, like the guy that has the most appearances, I can't really speak too much on the women's game, but for the men's side, it's like they're celebrating. They're heralded. They're held up. Like they're like the golden standard. In U.S. soccer, man, it's not that.
No.
Like, I don't understand. Like, don't get me wrong. Kobe gets love, but he don't get the love I don't feel like he deserves, man. Like,
which is super interesting because on the women's side, Lily will always get that. She'll always get that because she's like, what, over 300? It's like 313 games. I think I know the number by heart.
Yeah.
Because they talk about it all the time.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? Like, that's a huge deal.
Like, I when I said that, when I saw
and we, record, and I we know that's
why. Not my fault. I'll let you go and go. Go ahead. Where you can go to go.
Oh. She frozen?
Oh, Lord. But no, like I was saying, it was pretty much like for Kobe to have that number, man, it just really just sits you there and think like, yo, this dude, this is the part where the U.S. national team was pretty much restarted brand new. He's played all these games like almost like a club team. And it's crazy. You feel me? Like club team. You know? So I asked this question a couple of friends, but I want to ask you guys this. Do you think there's anyone in the USMNT right now that could break Kobe's record?
Tyler.
You think Tyler's the only one?
No. What's the number?
174? It was 174 or 164, I think. I don't think Tyler's a bad shot. I think I'm just
asking. Yeah. He's the first one that comes to mind.
Yeah.
If Miles is healthy, I think he can.
Okay.
Because center, to me, like defenders are the people who get switched out the least.
Yeah. It's kind of like if you're that guy, you're that guy.
Yeah.
Like if Miles, let's be real, like if Miles don't get hurt,
right?
Miles is at the World Cup.
Oh my God. He's starting. Yeah, absolutely. Right.
Miles is at the World Cup. Yeah. You know, this is crazy. Man, I felt, I'll never forget, man, when he, popped his Achilles, and you just saw he was just like
he hit the turf. He like slammed the turf with his fist. He knew it.
He knew. And you felt so bad because he was just
the
like
worst. That's the worst, man.
You're that guy for us, man. You're that guy. Sorry. So real quick, once again, we kind of got the list settled down. All right. So we got our starters. Now we're gonna go through and look who our alternates are. So we get to pick five, and these can be. Any five that you were like, you know, I wanted to pick them, but I couldn't. So, where do you guys want to? You guys want to just go from attack on back, or you guys want to start over at goalkeeper? How you guys want to do?
Let's start from attack.
Don't have to pick. Like, if you don't want a goalkeeper, you don't have to pick a goalkeeper. You know, so like when I read out like who's remaining in goalkeeper, or matter of fact, like better example, like if I read off who's left the defender. And you're like, all right, I'm good at defense. I don't want a defender. I want to use one of my slots for four midfielders and one attacker. You can do that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
All right.
All right.
So I'm going to start off with goalkeeper. These are the two that are left. Sean Johnson, Zach Steffen.
I'm going to pass on the goalkeepers. I think there's a lot of field players that I left off.
All right, cool. Yeah. All right, so defender, this is who we got left. We got Mark McKenzie, CCV, CJ Brown, Shaq Moore, Corey Gibbs, Serginho Dest, Robert Fraser, Reggie Cannon, David Regis, Timmy Chandler, Jedi Robinson, Jimmy Banks, John Brooks, Maurice Edu, and DeAndre Yedlin. Who want to go first? Sills, let's go with you.
All right.
Anybody you want to take?
Yeah, I'm going to get at least one more defender, if not two. All right. Give me Jedi.
Okay. That's it? Anybody else?
I'm thinking.
All right. Why are you thinking, Jermaine? Who you got for me?
Give me Brooks.
You want Brooks?
All right, give me Brooks.
All right, I'll give you Brooks.
Yeah. I was going to say Brooks as well.
Okay.
All right, let's do Brooks and Dest, because that's who I was thinking about last time.
All right. I'm surprised it took y'all this long to get to Dest. Oh, I ain't going to lie.
I feel about him the way I feel about Arnold.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
I think he's a slightly better defender than TAA, but like, I want to see what it looks like because he's in Milan for the rest of the year, right? Like, I want to see what that looks like.
And I think reports are he's about to sign that permanently because I don't think he's going back to Barca.
No, I don't think so either. That didn't seem like. To be fair, Barca defenders have been struggling a lot this tournament, so. But yeah.
All right, bet. All right, so we good there. So we going to midfield. So both of y'all, you two, you got three left. So midfield, this is who we got. Jermaine, I'm gonna start with you. You can pick from Tyler Adams, Robbie Finley, Julian Green, Yunus Musa, Ricardo Clark, Kellen Acosta, Fabian Johnson, Jermaine Jones, Ernie Stewart.
All right, I'm gonna do Jermaine Jones.
Okay.
I feel like Julian Green was another one of those players that could have really, he really could have been something.
He hit everybody with the okie doke, dog. Like we was like, oh, you know who Julian Green is. Julian Green is the dude that played pickup basketball. You're like, oh, he can really ball. And then you put him out there on a real team. You're like, oh, he can't ball. That's
who he is. Okay. That's fair.
Damn. I mean, that's fair. But, I definitely had high hopes for him.
Yeah, I was like, dang. I haven't thought about that name in a second, actually.
Yeah.
But I remember hype.
Oh, the hype was real.
Oh, the hype was there.
Yeah. I remember the hype.
Yeah. Right, so I'm gonna go Jermaine Jones, and then I'm gonna do Ernie Stewart, OG.
All right.
Yeah, I'm a historian. It's kind of baked in it.
All right. So, Sil, this is who you can choose from. You can choose from Robbie Finley, Julian Green, Yunus Musa, Ricardo Clark, Kellen Acosta, Fabian Johnson, Jermaine Jones, Ernie Stewart.
All right, give me Yunus.
Okay. So Yunus finally comes off the board.
Yeah.
Finally. All right. You don't gotta look. You got.
Nah, look. I think I want another midfielder though. Okay. You know how I feel about mid, so I'm gonna. Give me McKinney. That way I got a backup. I got MMA in there somewhere.
So it literally the whole MMA midfield.
They're coming now.
You didn't choose Tyler, so that's the only thing.
Yeah.
Right, right, right.
So, I mean, hey, that solidifies that the MMA field is the midfield of the future. Like,
oh, yeah, most definitely.
Barring absolutely. All kinds of yeah.
Oh, that's the next two cycles, right?
Absolutely.
There.
And they better not you know play. What, they better not play.
Yeah.
Son, I know everyone's hyped for like 2026, but that 2030 World Cup, when they're like, yeah. Oh, this is the last
they're
ride.
Like old men, like last ride, yeah.
Oh, that J about to be beautiful. Like, yeah. That's the one I want to see.
Yeah. That wherever it may be. Word. No, yeah.
2026, they just hitting the peak. They ain't been in struggle yet to 2030. That's what I want to see. All right. All right. Oh, Attacker, I think you guys got one each. So, Sales, I'm starting off with you. This is who you can choose from. You get Edison Bundle, Terrence Boyd, Jeff Cunningham, Freddie Adu, Eddie Johnson, Jayesi Zardes, and yeah, that's it.
I'll take Eddie.
All right. Man, this is who you can choose from, my man. Edison Bundle, Terrence Boyd, Jeff Cunningham, Charlie Davis, Freddie Adu, Jayesi Zardes.
I think I'm gonna go with Zardes.
Thank you. Finally, somebody
picks. I have a random goal somewhere.
Eddie and Jayesi.
Finally, yeah, look, I don't understand the hate for my man. My man was out there doing the best he could with the tools that was available to him. That man was out there trying his hardest.
I think a lot of that's the MLS bias stuff, though.
Right, and also because Berhalter was his former coach. But that man went out there and tried. Like, he went out there just like, oh, I'm just happy to be here, guys. He was out there trying and doing good work.
Yeah, nah, he was.
Doing good work. All right, so look, that's the list, man. So, out of your list, all right, I'm going to ask y'all, who's your captain? Who's wearing the armband? Who's leading us out there to sing the national anthem somewhat? Or, you know, you can choose your own national anthem.
Who's leading my team?
Yeah.
Demarcus Beasley's leading my team.
Right.
So both of y'all going Beasley.
Jermaine's
winning.
I'm gonna go with Eddie Pope.
Okay. Pope is also good.
All right, that's not bad. I give you that. That's not bad.
That's fair.
All right. So we got the team, we got the captain. Now we gotta choose a head coach. Who's coaching the team? You can pick whoever you want. They can be from diaspora. They can be from the unseasoned cooking salts. I'll let you pick.
It can be any coach.
It can be any coach.
Cisse.
Okay.
Oof. Yeah, I mean, yeah, Alio Cisse is nice. I know you say it could be any coach. I'm just looking at the list. And I think Robin Fraser would be an interesting choice. Yeah. Who's the brother that just went to Columbus? Came from Montreal.
Wilfred Nani?
Yes. I like what he's doing in the MLS right now. So yeah, between those three. I mean, Cisse is, you know, he's a legend right now. So
The other one I might pick right now is Morocco's coach, because clearly he's biggest.
Yo.
Can't go wrong with that.
Also, I'm a big fan of Patrick Vieira, too.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Pat. Yeah, Pat.
Big fan.
I hope he gets this chance one day.
Man. It was like, what was it? I think it was last week. There was this whole conversation around who's going to be the next coach. And I kind of brought up the point, like, yo, none of us has brought up, like, a black coach. And it's kind of, like, scary. Like, none of us has brought him up, but that's more of a talk about how crappy U.S. soccer is with that coaching license and stuff like that. But, like, some of the things we thought about, man, was, like, Robin Fraser, Patrick Vieira, you know, like, I ain't gonna lie, man. If USMET is like, yo, we want to look at someone that can take a system and build it, do you think Fraser got what it takes to be the next USMET coach? Or do you think he need to go somewhere else and try his hand, kind of get away from Colorado a little bit. Not saying Colorado's bad, but, you know, they limited.
No, they're very limited. I think that's probably why he could do okay, just because of what he's been doing with the limitations that he's had. I don't know. I mean, he probably wouldn't be my first choice as a coach, but I mean, you know, of Jamaican descent, kind of had to ride with the home team for a little bit. But I mean, I kind of like Patrick Vieira. I mean, he's my first choice. Like anytime there's like a manager opening, I'm like, oh, Patrick Vieira, he needs to get that.
So, I want to live in the world where he gets to. I mean, listen, I think the best way is still to sort of move your way up. Do it. You just learn lessons. You can't really skip the stuff.
Yeah.
But man, Garrard got two jobs before this man got a big shit. Like, I'm just like, I feel away.
I'm really going to hate it in a month where Garrard fails his way into the England national job.
God, I saw that rumor. You know it's coming. Like, you gotta be kidding me, man.
Oh, you know it's coming.
David
Carrick already out here tweet, oh, the English manager has to be English. Well, we know who's going to get it.
Which is wild to me because your women just went with a Dutch head manager. No, they don't care about that. Right, clearly.
They don't care about that. Like, you know what's going to happen. And you like, we don't want this.
Yeah.
You got better options. But you know how it's going to be. You know how it's going to be.
Yep.
But y'all, man, I think that's it, y'all. I think we got a good list. We're going to put them out there, have people think about them, kind of get their reaction about it. I don't think you can't go wrong. Do you feel like, before we wrap up, do you think there's anyone that we did leave off that didn't make the alternates all the starting 11 that's like, we should give them a little bit more love, but they just missing out?
I would say in the future, I don't even know if he has enough caps, but in the future, I think Daryl DK is going to be a problem. I think he's going to be a serious problem.
So he just missed
out. I had the...
Yeah.
Okay.
He just missed. I think he has 8 caps.
Yeah.
He cut off his 10.
That makes sense.
Got you. If he can stay healthy, I think that man is going to be a serious problem. Like, absolutely. All day.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
He can stay healthy. He's in that conversation, man. Yeah. He in that conversation. So, y'all, anything before we wrap up? Y'all all good? All hearts and minds in order? You know, we got to close out like church.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Oh, good.
good. All right, y'all. But, yo, we want to say real quick, listen, we want to appreciate y'all for listening to our show. We want to say thank y'all so much. We couldn't do this without you. One last thing. Remember, if you're watching on YouTube or listening to the podcast, share, like, subscribe. This is how we grow this community. This is how we grow us. We are doing these episodes because we love y'all and y'all love this content. So remember to share, like, subscribe. Until next time, we will holler at you guys later. Be safe and be easy.